ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಗ್ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು, ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ. ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಛಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6 ಖಂಡ 7 ಮಂತ್ರ 3. ತಗುಂಹೋವಾಚ ಯಥಾ ಸೋಮ್ಯ ಮಹತಃ ಅವ್ಯಾಹಿತಸ್ಯ ಏಕಃ ಅಂಗಾರಕಃ ಖದ್ಯೋತಮಾತ್ರ ಪರಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ತೇನ ತತೋಪಿ ನ ಬಹು ದಹೇತ್ ಏವ ಗುಂ ಸೋಮ್ಯತೆ ಷೋಡಶಾನಾಂ ಕಲಾನಾಂ ಏಕಾ ಕಲಾ ಅತಿಶಿಷ್ಟ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ತಯಾ ಏತರ್ಹಿ ವೇದಾನ್ ನ ಅನುಭವತಿ ಅಶಾನ ಅಥ ಮೇ ವಿಜ್ಞಾಸ್ಯಸೀತಿ. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ರಿಫ್ರೆಶ್, ವಿ ಸಾ ದಿಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇನ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವೆಬಿನಾರ್. Here we are talking about the experiment that Uddhalaka, the father teacher, was performing with Swetaketu, the disciple son. He asked him to fast for 15 days without food, but only take water alone. And Swetaketu comes back after 15 days to his father, and he has forgotten all his Vedic knowledge. So Tagum Ho Vacha, Uddhalaka addressed his son Swetaketu, giving an example. Yata somya mahatobhya hitasya. When there is a huge conflagration of fire with its heat and light radiating all over, and you withdraw the fuel, then the fire becomes smaller and smaller and becomes ekaha angaraha, one small amber of fire. From such a mahataha abhyahitasya, well kindled huge fire, it becomes like this, eka angaraha, with the size of ಖದ್ಯೋತ ಮಾತ್ರ. ಖದ್ಯೋತಃ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎ ಫೈರ್ ಫ್ಲೈ, ವಿತ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಮಚ್ ಬ್ರೈಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಟು ರಿವೀಲ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಯುವರ್ ಮೆಮರಿ ಪವರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸೋ ವಾಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕುಡ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಆಲ್ 4 ವೇದಾಸ್. ನೌ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಖದ್ಯೋತ ಮಾತ್ರ, ಸೋ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಸೋ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್. ಪರಿಶಿಷ್ಟಃ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ರಿಮೈನಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಫ್ಯೂಯಲ್ ವಾಸ್ ವಿತ್ಡ್ರಾನ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಲಿಮಿಟೆಡ್ ಫೈರ್ ತೇನ ತಥೋಪಿ ನ ಬಹು ದಹೇತ್. ವಿತ್ ದ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಇಲ್ಯೂಮಿನ್ ಆರ್ ಬರ್ನ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫೈರ್ ಫ್ಲೈಸ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ದಟ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ವಿಶ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಏವ ಸೋಮ್ಯ ತೇ, ಎಕ್ಸಾಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಆಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಸೋ ಬ್ರೈಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್. And Shodashanam Kalanam, of the 16 units of Medha Shakti, 15 have been lost because of fasting, and only Eka Kalati Shishta Syat, one unit alone is remaining. That is 1/16 of that Shakti alone is remaining with you. So you remember only, what is that you remember? My father has given me this experiment. That alone you remember. You don't remember any Vedas or any of those things. Tayai tarhi na anubhavati. With limited that knowledge, that Medha Shakti, you do not remember anything. But what is the saving grace? Don't worry. When you feed the mind, you will get back your Medha Shakti. Therefore, the father tells him, Ashan Ashana, may you eat food now, and atha me vachanam shrutva, after listening to my orders and implementing them, vinashyasi vijnashyasi, you will find you will get back all your memory that was lost. And accordingly, Swetaketu takes food and he comes back, and the experiment is not over yet. Only Vyatirika, in the Anvaya Vyatirika logic that we told in the last class. So Vyatirika portion alone is over, Anvayam has to be done yet. So let us continue from here now.
Saha asham atahainam upasasadham tagumha yatkincha paprachyam
சர்வகும்ஹ பிரதிபேதே. சஹ அஷம், ஸோ ஹே தி ஸ்வேதகேது, ஹீ ஏட் ஃபுட். சஹ அஷ, ஹீ ஏட் ஃபுட் டு ஹிஸ் ஃபில். அண்ட் அத்தஹ, ஆஃப்டர் ஈட்டிங் கம்ஸ் பேக் டு ஹிஸ் ஃபாதர். வாட் டிட் ஃபாதர் உத்தாலகா டூ தென்? எகெயின் ஆஸ்க்ட் ஹிம் டு சாண்ட் ரிக்வேதா, யஜுர்வேதா, சாமவேதா அண்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம். அண்ட் வாட் வாஸ் ஹீஸ் ரெஸ்பான்ஸ்? இன்ஸ்டன்டேனியஸ்லி ஹீ குட் ரீகலெக்ட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் அண்ட் சாண்ட் தம் ஆல்சோ. தேர்ஃபோர் தி உபநிஷத் சேஸ், யத்கிஞ்ச பப்ரச்ச, வாட் எவர் ஹிஸ் ஃபாதர் ஆஸ்க்ட் ஹிம், சர்வம் ஹ பிரதிபேதே, ஹீ ரீகலெக்டட் ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் அண்ட் ஹீ ரிசைட்டட் ஆல் தோஸ் மந்த்ராஸ். ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் வாட் அன்வயா லாஜிக். அன்னம் கேம், மேதாசக்தி கேம். Because after he ate the food, the medha shakti came. Therefore, anna abhave medha abhavaha. And anna bhave medha bhavaha. Tasmat annamayahi somya manaha. Annam alone is the cause of the mind. So this is the last. So this is what we stopped in the last webinar. Let us continue now. Tagumha uvacham yata somya mahataha. அபியாஹிதஸ்ய ஏகமங்காரம் கத்யோத மாத்திரம் பரிசிஷ்டம் தம் த்ரிணைஹி உபசமாதாய பிராஜ்வலயேத் தேன ததோபி பஹுதஹேத். நவ் த ஃபாதர் கனெக்ட்ஸ் டு தி எக்ஸாம்பிள் கிவன் பிஃபோர். இன் த எக்ஸாம்பிள் வி வித்ரூ த ஃபியூவல் அண்ட் த ஹியூஜ் ஃபயர் ஹேஸ் பிகம் ஸ்மாலர் அண்ட் ஸ்மாலர், ஸ்மால் ஆம்பர் இட் பிகம். Now the father says that even though the fire has become very small, it is not out yet. Therefore, out of that dot of fire, it is possible to reconstruct. How it is done? Trinaihi upasamadaya, by adding dry grass. So the first part is repetition. That is upasamadaya, rekindling the fire with the help of trinaihi, dry grass. And prajwalayet, one can make the fire burn brighter again. And once that amber has become a conflagration, then the heat and light of the fire is not confined to the fire only. It burns and illumines more than its size. It radiates. In the same way, in your case also, when you started to eat, the amber of Medha Shakti again came back to full-fledged power. Continuing, Evagum somyate shodashanam kalanam eka kala adisishta bhut ta annena upasamahita prajwali taya etarhi vedan anubhavati annamayagum hi somya manaha apomaya pranaha tejomayi vagiti தத்தாசியம் விஜக்ஞாவிதீம் விஜக்ஞாவிதீம். ஸோ எக்ஸாக்ட்லி ஆஸ் இன் த கேஸ் ஆஃப் த ஃபயர், இன் யுவர் கேஸ் ஆல்சோ த ஃபாதர் இஸ் டெலிங் த சன், ஏவகும் தே ஷோடசானாம் கலானாம் ஏகா கலாம் அதிசிஷ்டா ஆபூத். இன் யுவர் மைண்ட் ஆல்சோ தி மேதா சக்தி ஹேட் காட் ரெடியூஸ் டு 1/16 ஆஃப் இட்ஸ் பவர். தென் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ட்? சா அன்னேன உபசமாஹிதா. இன் தி கேஸ் ஆஃப் த ஃபயர் இட் வாஸ் ட்ரை கிராஸ். இன் தி கேஸ் ஆஃப் மெமரி இட் இஸ் ஃபுட் தட் யூ டுக். தட் மீன்ஸ் இட் வாஸ் வெல் கிண்டில்டு, நரிஷ்ட். ஸோ பிராஜ்வாலி, இட் பிகேம் பிரைட் அகெயின். ஆக்சுவலி கிராமட்டிக்கலி இட் ஷுட் பி ஜுவாலி, பட் இட்ஸ் மஸ்ட் பி ஷார்ட் லி, பட் இட்ஸ் ஏ லாங் லி, பட் ஹியர் இட் இஸ் வேதிக் யூசேஜ். ஸோ பிராஜ்வாலி, ஸோ ஜுவல் தாத்து பேசிவ் வாய்ஸ் ஆக்சுவலிட்டி ஹியர். ஸோ பிரதமா ஏகவச்சனம். ஸோ இட் ஹாஸ் பிகம் வெரி பிரைட். அண்ட் தயா ஏதர்ஹி வேதானாம் அனுபவதி, வேதான் அனுபவதி. வித் தட் இம்ப்ரூவ்ட் மெமரி பவர், யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு ரிமெம்பர் ஆல் தி வேதாஸ் ஒன்ஸ். ஸோ தஸ் வாட் இஸ் த கன்க்ளூஷன் ஆஃப் த எக்ஸ்பெரிமெண்ட்? தட் இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட். அன்னமயஹி சோம்ய மனஹா. The mind is the product of annam, food. And in Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter, annam represents what? We saw it earlier. Annam represents the prithivi tattvam, the earth principle. Then apomayaha pranaha. Prana is a product of jala tattvam, waters. And tejo mayi vak, Vak is the product of Agnitattvam. So with this Uddhalakaruni concludes the Adhyaropa Apavada discussion. And with this, the seventh section, Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya, that teaching is complete. And what is the response of Swetaketu now? Tadashva Vijnanam iti Vijagyanam iti. So tada astadasya Vijagyam iti Vijagyam iti. Means what? He has grasped this teaching. Because the first part of Vedanta is over. What is that? The Upanishad indicated it by repeating the last portion. How? Tadasyam vijnanam iti vijnanam iti. That means what? Brahma vijnanena sarva vijnanam. He says he has understood. Who says? Swetaketu says he has understood. But how to get Brahma vijnanam? Brahma vijnanena sarva vijnanam he understood. But how to get Brahma vijnanam? For that, it has to be established that one need not go anywhere. What has to be established? To get Brahma Vijnanam, one need not have to go anywhere to know Brahman, but it is you, yourself. Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. Therefore, Jiva Swarupa Vijnanena Brahma Vijnanam. Brahman is the very Swarupam of Jiva. That has to be said and that has to be taught now. And once that is said, that is what is said, Jiva Swarupa Vijnanena Brahma Vijnanam. That means what? Our discussion is going to be Jiva Swarupam, discussion of Jiva. Brahma Swarupa discussion is called Tatpada Vicharaha. Jiva Swarupa discussion is called Twampada Vicharaha. And Aikyam discussion is called Asipada Vicharaha. So we have finished so far what? Tatpada Vicharaha, from section 1 to 7 we have finished about the Brahman. Now the Twampada and Asipada discussions, that has to be brought now. That comes in section 8 to section 16 of chapter 6. So now let us read section 8, Ashtamakandaha.
Uddhalakoha arunihi Shvetaketum putramu vacham Svapnan tamme somyam vijani hiti yatra etat purushaha swapiti namam sata somyatadham sampanno bhavati swam apito bhavati tasma denagum swapiti itya chakshate swagum hi apito bhavati.
Now one lot of imagination is going to come. Uddhalakaha Arunihi Shvetaketum Putram Uvacha. Here the teacher himself continues the teaching further because the teaching is incomplete. Thus Shvetaketum Putram Uvacha. Putram Sishyam cha. He is son and also disciple. And what did the guru say? He somya swapnantam vijanihi iti. Oh dear student, may you know about the deep sleep state of the individual, Svapnantam. Through the analysis of deep sleep, the teacher is going to point out that Brahman is our real nature. Therefore, he introduces the topic of deep sleep, Sushupti. So he says, Svapnantam. So Svapnantam here means Sushupti. How Svapnantam is Sushupti? Antaha means end. And Svapnantaha means what? That state where all dreams have ended or resolved. It is a Bahuvrihi Samasa. Svapnasya antaha yasmin sthane tat sthanam svapnantam. And what is that state in which all the dreams are resolved? Sushupti alone. So, he somya me vijanihiti. May you understand. From my teaching, may means mama vachanat. From my teaching, vijanihi, may you understand. What is there to analyze in Sushupti? Sushupti is something to be enjoyed. We all want to sleep very well. Why should you analyze Sushupti at all? He says it is to be analyzed because that is the state wherein the jiva or the individuality resolves into its own swarupam. The individuality resolves only at the time of deep sleep. And whatever obtains at that time must be the real nature of the individual. Just as what? When the pot is destroyed, it resolves into clay. which is the real nature of pot. What is the law then? Whatever be the locus of resolution, that must be the nature of that thing. Again, we have to repeat this. Whatever be the locus of resolution, that alone is the swarupam. Locus or place of resolution of a thing, that must be its nature. Pot resolves into clay, therefore clay is the nature of pot. Similarly, if you have to find out the nature of jiva, we have to find out where the jiva resolves ultimately. Jiva does not dissolve in jagradavastha, he is fully active. Jiva does not dissolve in swapnavastha also, dream state, he is partially active. Only in Sushupti, jiva completely resolves. Therefore, we have to find out where he resolves during Sushupti. What is that place, that locus? The teacher says, jiva resolves into pure existence. That is said here. If you look at the mantra, yatra etat purushaha swapiti nama. When the person is called swapiti in sleep, swapiti means the person who is asleep. Purushaha, any jiva or individual is asleep. What happens to him? Tadam sampannaha bhavati. He merges into a state of pure existence. Sampannaha, without individuality. So during jagradavastha, I have an individuality associated with the sthula shariram. And swapnavastha, I have an individuality associated with my dream body and sense organs. In Sushupti, the sense organs are resolved. Mind, emotions, they are all resolved. Kartrutvam, doership, enjoyership, knowership, they are all resolved. Manas, buddhi, chitta, ahankara, even chidabhasa is resolved. That means even the consciousness, don't say it is not dissolved, but not manifest. Chaitanyam is not manifest. Because for the Chaitanyam consciousness to manifest, what is required? The mind has to be active. Therefore, Jnanendriyam, Karmendriyam, Antakaranam, Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam, Pramatrutvam, Knowership, all of them are resolved. Even the manifest consciousness called what? Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, that is resolved also. What remains at the time of sleep is what? Only one thing remains. And what is that? I am existent. I exist, but I do not even claim I am existent, but I exist. This is what is said actually in the Dakshinamurti Stotram also. We have quoted this mantra many times. Rahu Grastha Divakarendu Shadrushaha Maya Samachadanat. Sanmatraha Karanopa Samkaranataham Yabhut Sushupti Puman. So Sanmatraha. Sanmatraha means the pure existence, Sat. I have resolved into my own nature, which is pure existence. Now the question is, what is the proof that I exist at that time? What is the proof that I exist at the time of deep sleep? If I do not exist at that time after waking up, I will never say I slept well. Actually, when I read this, you know, I am reminded of some conventions in Indian state governments, where the way they give the Provident Fund and all those retirement benefits to past employees. Every time, every month, they have to prove they were alive. If somebody goes to get the pension next month without going the previous month and ask for the arrears for both months, then the officer will say, yeah, you got a certificate that you are alive this month. Where is the certificate for the past month? So here we want to look at the proof that I exist, I continue to exist. Because when we wake up, we say, I slept well. So the very fact that I make that statement, it means I continue to exist during Sushupti without the individuality called Jivatvam. And if my existence is going to end in Sushupti, I will never go to sleep at all on the other hand, right? Therefore, the Upanishad says, He Somyam Tada Sampannaha Bhavati. The Jiva has merged into his original Swarupam, which is called pure existence. And what type of existence it is? Existence not associated with body or mind or sense organs, because they are all resolved. Existence in its pure form, in Sushupti.
And if you want to experience the pure existence, what is the nearest state available? Is just to doze off. Not in the class though. Therefore, the teacher makes a very important statement, tada, with pure existence. And what is that existence called? Brahman. Tada Brahman. At the time of sleep, sampannaha bhavati. Jiva has merged or become one with. And what is that pure existence? Swamhi apito bhavati. And that existence is nothing but one's own swarupam, swam. He has resolved into his very nature. And by this, what does the Upanishad communicate? Very important. In Sushupti, whatever be the nature that is experienced by us, that is our swarupam, our original nature. If that is my original nature, what about the nature obtaining in Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha? That is, I am father, I am mother, I am husband, I am officer, I am wife. They are only incidental nature according to the Upanishad. But we think that the localized self is permanent. Unlocalized self is taken as incidental. The Upanishad says, the unlocalized self is our nature. The localized personality is only an incidental thing. That is why somebody very beautifully said, you are not a human being seeking a spiritual experience. It is a wrong notion. Your effort will never succeed. You will never get a spiritual experience at all. You should understand you are a spiritual being temporarily having a human experience. You are a spiritual being temporarily having a human experience. This human experience has come with the birth of this body. And this human experience will end with the death of this body. Thus, the human personality is an arriving and departing incidental nature. Who am I? I am the spiritual being, pure existence, which existed before the arrival of the human experience and which will continue later also. Therefore, the teacher says, Swamhi apitaha bhavati. We are in our own real nature during Sushupti. And from this, we get another conclusion also. Actually, that all these are, we have to derive all those things. Another conclusion also we get. In Jagradavastha, most of the time, our life is what? It's in struggle only. It's a struggle. But in Sushupti Avastha, what is our experience? All the struggles end. And we are Ananda in Sushupti. And if Sushupti is our real nature, then Ananda becomes our real nature. And whatever struggles we have in Jagradavastha and even Supnavastha, they also become incidental. Therefore, so many corollaries we can derive from this very important line. Swagumhi apitaha bhavati. Swam, swarupam apitaha. One who is resolved into one's own real nature. And because we have dissolved or resolved into our own swarupam, Sushupti is given a name, Tasmad Yena. Because of this reason, Swapiti Iti Achakshate. Sleep is called Swapiti. As Swapiti, in Sanskrit, when a person is asleep, the word used is what? Swapiti. And the Upanishad says Swapiti. How do you split this word? Swa plus Apiti. Swa means what? Real nature. Apiti means resolved. And therefore, our nature is pure existence obtaining in Sushupti Avastha. And Jagrat and Swapna Avasthas are only our Vesham. Look upon Jagrat Avastha as a drama. Swapna Avastha also as a drama. Then what is the green room? Sushupti Avastha. That is the green room in which we are in pure existence, pure Ananda. Continuing. Sa yatha shakunihi sutrena prabaddha disham disham patitva anyatra ayatanam alabdva bandhanameva upashrayate eva meva khalu somya tan mano disham disham patitva anyatra ayatanam alabdva pranameva upashrayate prana bandhana gumhi somya mana iti. So this Jivatma during Sushupti resolves into its own nature, called Sat, which also happens to be Ananda Swarupaha. And not knowing that this Sat Swarupa alone is the peace, security and happiness, what does the Jiva do in Jagrat and Supnavastas? Putting on Jiva Vesha, that is identifying with the body-mind complex, it puts on the incidental personality, Karta, Bhokta, all that, and searches for peace, security, happiness everywhere, which are available only in its original Sat Swarupam. So it is fluttering, it means the Jiva, fluttering all over. And after struggling throughout the Jagratavastha and Supnavastha, Jiva discovers that they are not available anywhere else. And so what does it do? It comes back to its own nest, its own original nature. That is again Sat Rupam or Sat Swarupam. And to convey this idea, an example is given in the Upanishad. Suppose there is a bird which is tied to a pole. The bird tries to fly all over looking for various places to rest. And after flying in different directions, ultimately the bird has to come back to the pole alone because nowhere else it can rest. Just as the bird flies all over and comes back to its own original nest, similarly, Jivatma flutters all over and comes back to its own nature for resting. So, yata shakunihi. Shakuni, not the Mahabharata Shakuni. Shakuni means here bird. So, sutrena prabaddaha, which is tied to a sutra. It's to a pole, it is prabaddaha. Disham disham patitva. Imagine the bird is tied by a rope to the pole on a ship, let us say. The bird flies all over, all around what is there? Only ocean, no trees, no houses. It flutters to find some ashraya or the other. And after so flying, it becomes tired. At last, it comes back to the same place, to the same pole. Similarly, the Jivatma in the Jagratavastha runs all over. After that, he sleeps off in the office itself perhaps, or in the class itself. Or he goes back home to his own original pole. What is that pole? Sad Brahma. So, sutrena prapaddaha. Tied to a pole with a string. Disham disham patitva. Travels in all the directions, dishas. Patitva means flying. And not finding a resting place anywhere in the world, finally comes to what? Bandhanam eva upashrayate. Comes back to the very pole to which it was tied. Similarly, the Jivatma is connected to what? The Paramatma pole, which is the Sat Swarupam. And then in Jagratavastha and Swapnavastha, it flies all around. Evam eva kalu somya. In the same manner, hey Somya, my dear student, tan manaha, tat manaha. Here the word manaha represents what? The Jivatma, the Chidabhasa, the individuality, which is active in Jagratavastha and Swapnavastha. Why it is active only in Jagratavastha and Swapnavastha? Because in Sushupti, mind is also resolved, remember. So Chidabhasa also is resolved. So in Jagratavastha and Swapnavastha, the mind with Chidabhasa, disham disham patitva, goes towards varieties of sense objects in search for these three basic requirements. What are those? Peace of mind, security, and joy, happiness. It searches all over. Either it does not get them, or whatever comes, it's lost also. And not finding any real resting place anywhere, ayatanam, support or resting place, anyatra alabdva, does not get in any other place, and so ultimately comes back to what? Its own swarupam. What is the swarupam? The original nature of Chidabhasa. Chit is the original nature of Chidabhasa because it has come from where? From the chit alone the Chidabhasa has come. Therefore, pranam eva upashrayate. Very mischievous words, all of them. One has to be careful. Here, prana means atma. Very careful. Prana means pranasya pranaha. Kenopanishad, if you remember. Pranasya pranaha. Whether we remember Kenopanishad or not, let us just know that much now. So, pranaha, original consciousness. So, atma. And pranam eva upashrayate. And why does it come to the atma? Because பிராணபந்தனகும் ஹி சோம்ய மனஹா. பிகாஸ் மனஹா த ஜீவாத்மா ஆர் சிதாபாசா இஸ் ஒரிஜினலி கனெக்டட் டு த சித் அலோன். ஐ ஹவ் கிவன் த எக்ஸாம்பிள் பிஃபோர் ஆல்சோ. ரிமெம்பர் வென் தெர் இஸ் அ மிரர் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் மீ, த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த ஃபேஸ் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்ட் இன் த மிரர். நவ் த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஹேஸ் காட் டூ ஃபோல்ட் சம்பந்தாஸ் அசோசியேஷன்ஸ். ஒன் இஸ் இட் இஸ் கனெக்டட் டு த ஒரிஜினல் ஃபேஸ் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் த ஒரிஜினல் ஃபேஸ் ஒன்லி. ஓகே, நம்பர் டூ, த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் ஹேஸ் காட் கனெக்ஷன் வித் த மிரர் ஆல்சோ பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்ட் அப்பான் த மிரர். நவ் த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் கேன் கிளைம் கனெக்ஷன் எய்தர் வித் த மிரர் ஆர் வித் த ஒரிஜினல் ஃபேஸ். ஐ ஹோப் யூ கேன் இமேஜின் தட் த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் கேன் கிளைம் கனெக்ஷன் வித் எய்தர் த மிரர் ஆர் வித் த ஒரிஜினல் ஃபேஸ். இட் ஹஸ் காட் டூ சார்ஜஸ். ஒன் இஸ் இட் கேன் கிளைம் ஐ பிலாங் டு தி மிரர் பிகாஸ் த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் இஸ் லொக்கேட்டட் இன் தி மிரர். அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் த செகண்ட் சாய்ஸ்? த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் கேன் கிளைம் ஐ டூ நாட் பிலாங் டு த மிரர், மிரர் இஸ் டெம்பரரி, இட் வில் கம் அண்ட் இட் வில் கோ, ஐ ஒரிஜினலி பிலாங் டு தி ஒரிஜினல் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் த சைத்தன்யம் த ஒரிஜினல் மை ஃபேஸ். த ரிஃப்ளெக்ஷன் கேன் கிளைம் த ஒரிஜினல் ஆல்சோ. சிமிலர்லி சிதாபாசா ஹாஸ் காட் டூ ஆப்ஷன்ஸ். இட் கேன் கிளைம் ஐ எம் அசோசியேட் வித் த பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் லைக் த மிரர் த மீடியம் விச் இஸ் ஒன்லி எ ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் மீடியம், ஆர் த சிதாபாசா கேன் கிளைம் ஐ ஒரிஜினலி பிலாங் டு த ஒரிஜினல் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். பட் வாட் டூ வீ டூ? இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் கிளைமிங் ஒரிஜினல் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஆஸ் அவர் ரியல் நேச்சர், வி கிளைம் த டெம்பரரி பாடி. தர்ஃபோர் த உபநிஷத் சேஸ் மனஹா ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் ஒரிஜினலி கனெக்டட் வித் பரமாத்மா ஒன்லி அண்ட் நாட் டு தி ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் மீடியம் கால்ட் த பாடி ஆர் தி மைண்ட். பந்தன மீன்ஸ் வாட்? கனெக்டட் டு பிராணஹா மீன்ஸ் தி ஒரிஜினல் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். மனஹா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? அகெயின் ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். ஸோ ரிஃப்ளெக்டட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இஸ் ஒரிஜினலி கனெக்டட் டு ஒரிஜினல் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் யூ ஷுட் கிளைம் அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி. டூ நாட் கிளைம் அகம் ஷரீரம் அஸ்மி. த பாடி இஸ் ஆஸ் அவர் செல்ஃப். கண்டினியூயிங். அசனாபி பாசே மே சோமிய விஜானீஹீதி எத்ரைதத் புருஷா அசிசிஷதி நாம ஆப ஏவ ததசிதம் நயந்தே தத்யதாகோ நாயா அஸ்வநாய புருஷநாயா இத்யேவம் ததவ ஆசக்ஷதே அசனாயேதி தத்ர ஏதச்சுங்கமுத்பதிதகும் சோமிய விஜானீஹி நேதமமூலம் பவிஷ்யதீதி. How actually the Upanishad takes very, very simple, ordinary things to reveal the extraordinary things, teachings. Previously, the analysis was what? The most ordinary and regular thing, what? Sleep. By analyzing sleep, our Sat Swarupa was revealed. Now the teacher says, we will analyze two more things, which are also very, very ordinary things, and by that analysis, we will arrive at Sat. So what are those two ordinary things? Hunger and thirst, which are very common. Nobody can say, I do not have hunger or thirst. Sleep is also universal. So universal experiences are taken to reveal Brahman. Otherwise, what will happen? The student will say, I have not experienced the example taken here. Nobody can say, I have not experienced the examples taken here. So the teacher says, Ashana pipase me somyam vijanihi iti. May you understand the truth of these two experiences. May means from me. What are the two experiences? Ashana pipase. Ashana means hunger. Pipasa means thirst. And what is to be analyzed? The Upanishad says, Yatra etat purushaha asishishati nama. When a person gets hungry, in Sanskrit, we use the expression asishati nama. The person gets the name asishati. Asishishati. So means what? Ashitum ichchati. He desires to eat food. That's what. And consumes food. So I am hungry means that. He desires to eat food. I desire to eat food. So when he desires to eat food and consumes food, what happens? Asishishati nama bhavati purushaham apaha evam tatim ashitam nayante. He takes food. Because the body desires to consume food and he eats the food also, the body has to absorb this food. And how does the body absorb the food? The Upanishad says, the body has got what? Several juices or enzymes inside, which are liquid in nature, which we can claim as apaha. Literally, apaha means water. But water in this context refers to the various liquid things in the body, like enzymes, digestive juices, blood, all of them. And the food goes into the stomach. But the body cannot absorb it directly. How is it absorbed? The juices, the enzymes, they all digest the food and convert it to various nutrients which the body can absorb. So the food is converted to absorbable nutrients. The Upanishad is giving funny theories actually. It wants to derive somehow and reach Brahman. Now, once the food has been converted into absorbable nutrients, the apaha, the food, the blood, etc., carry the nutrients and distribute it to the various body parts, organs. So the water which carries the food and gives to the body is called ashanayaha. So whenever you use the word hunger, ashana, is, etc., it refers to the water here. Right? So, and how is the water called ashanayaha? Asha means food. Nayaha means the carrier. So the water is called ashanayaha since it carries the nutrition to the body. And from that, what is the conclusion we get? The conclusion is body is the product of the annam that is consumed. Shariram anna karyam. The body is the product. Karyam is product. The body is the product of annam. And how do you arrive at that? You should be highly imaginative now. Water is called ashanaya, the carrier of nutrition. Since water is called the carrier of nutrition to the body, you come to know that food alone becomes nutrition. Nutrition is carried by the water and it is absorbed by the body. So body is the product of annam, which has been converted to the nutrients, carried and distributed to the body. So the Upanishad says, shariram annasya karyam bhavati. Now look at the mantra. Apaha eva. Water in what form? In the form of various enzymes, blood and all that. Tad ashitam nayante. Water alone, like the courier service, carries the food and distributes it to every limb of the body. And therefore, water gets a new title. What title water gets now? Ashanayaha. Nayati iti nayaha. So, carrier. And the Upanishad gives a few examples. Tad yatha gonayaha, a cowherd who leads or tends the cows is called gonayaha. And ashwanayaha, the one who tends the horses, leads the horses. And water is called ashanayaha, indicating that it carries food, tends food. Therefore, tad yatha gonayaha, ashwanayaha, purushanayaha iti. Purushanayaha means the one who takes the people. Evam tad apaham achakshati ashanaya iti. And from this, what do we understand? Tatra etat chungum utpatitagam vijanihi. So from this word, we come to know that the body is a chungam. Chungam means what? Karyam. Iti vijanihi. What karyam here? The body is the karyam. Upatita means that which has been produced or affected or generated. Affected or generated. And if the body is the generated product, what is the karanam? Annam is the karanam. How do we know that? Because the water inside taken the annam and nourished the body. Therefore, Uddalaka says, idam amulam na bhavishyati iti. Idam, this body, which is a product, can never come without a karanam, amulam, without a karanam. And what is that karanam? Annam is the karanam. Therefore, what you should do? From the body, you have to trace the karanam, that is annam. Annam is what? Again, if you remember the previous portion, that was covered in the last webinar. Annam is the name for what? Prithivi tattvam. Annam is the name for prithivi tattvam. So from body, you have to go to annam, the prithivi. And prithivi, where do you go? You have to go to the jalatattvam. And from the jalatattvam, where you have to go? To agnitattvam. And from the Agni, you have to go to the Sat Brahman. So, from analyzing hunger, you go to body. From body, go to Prithvi Tattvam. From there, go to Jala Tattvam, to Agni, and ultimately to Sat Brahman. That is the development. Thus, may you arrive at Sat Brahman as the Karanam of all the bodies, as the cause of all the bodies, Sat Brahman. That is what is going to be said. It is very, very, all are very, very imaginative. I don't know where Upanishad got all these imaginations. Let us read the next mantra. Tasya kva moola gum syat anyatra annat eva meva khalu somyam annena shungena apo moolaman vichyam adbis somya shungena tejo moolam anvichyam tejasa somya shungena san moolam anvichyam san moola somyam ima sarva prajaham sadayatanah satpratishtah. Lot of imaginations again. So the Upanishad says, by studying the special derivation of the word ashanaya, the message that we have got is what? Shariram, body, is the karyam, the product. Annam is the karanam, the cause, food. Therefore, may you travel from shariram, the karyam, to annam, the karanam. So he says, tasya kva moolagam syat. What is the karana moolam of this body? Anyatra annat. Other than the food, what other karanam is there for the body? What does it mean? Food alone is the karanam for the body. And how did we arrive at? Asanaya pada nirvachanat. So that's what we just not. So anyatra annat. Therefore, from the shariram, you should go to annam. Just as going from pot to clay, from ornaments to gold. So you should understand that pot is born out of clay, sustained by clay, ultimately resolves into clay. Therefore, there is no pot at all other than clay. Similarly, going from body to annam means what? Body is born of annam, food. Sustained by annam, goes back to annam. Therefore, there is no body separate from annam. Annam brahmeti vyajanat. We see all that thing in Taittiriya Upanishad. Which means, once you go to annam, body is converted into mere vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. We have to remember these statements very well. Vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. Body is just a non-substantial name and form. Then what is the substance? Annam alone is the substance. Annam means what? Food. Anyatra annat. Once you have reached annam and dismissed the shariram, then what is your next step? From annam, which is now, we should remember what annam is from the previous webinar. Annam is prithivi tattvam. From there we have to go to Jala Tattvam and dismiss Prithivi Tattvam. And Jala Tattvam alone would exist then. It is like traveling from molecules to atoms. What do you mean by traveling from molecules to atom? Scientifically, if you look at them, we understand there are no such thing called molecules. Atom alone, arranged in a particular configuration, is named a molecule. Molecule is only a namarupa. And what is the substance? Atom. Now, after that, what do we do? Go to subatomic particles, like what? All these protons, neutrons, and all of them. Then you dismiss the whole universe, keep on going like that, and reduce all of them to what? Energy in motion. That is the derivation by the scientists. This is the scientific approach. The Vedantic approach is what? Going from prithivi to jalam, to Agni. Therefore it says, evam eva kalu. Traveling upwards in the same direction, same way, hold the rope and climb up slowly to reach what? Brahman. By climbing the stairs step by step. So he says, annena shungena, With respect to body, annam is called karanam. But from the standpoint of jalam, what happens? Annam the prithivi tattvam itself has become a karyam. Therefore, the Upanishad says, annena shungena. Shungam means karyam, effect, product. So, just as you see atoms also as product, born out of what? All subatomic particles. Similarly, prithivi also is a product. And from prithivi, where should you go? Apaha moolam anvicha. Apaha jalatattvam. Moolam means karanam. So, shungam, again karyam. Moolam means karanam. So, apaha moolam anvicha means what? May you seek from jalatattvam adbihi somya shungena, from the waters, which are themselves karyam, from the standpoint of what? Water, when it is a karyam? From the point of agnihi. So, samanadikaranya, all these things. So adbihi and shungena. Samanadikaranya, triti actually. So, from the waters, which themselves are products, you have to go to where? Tejaha moolam anvicha. Tejaha refers to agni tattvam. May you travel anvicha, may you seek. And the beauty is what? As you, and when you say energy, it is non-tangible. And modern science says there is no tangible universe at all. But I am seeing the universe. If you say, then it is an illusion. The non-tangible energy in motion only appears as tangible. Same way here also, prithivi to jalam, to agni as we go, it will become subtler and subtler principles, not perceptible to the sense organs. And from the Agni Tattvam, where should you go now? From Agni Tattvam. If it is actually Taittiriya Upanishad, there we have talked about the Pancha Bhutas. So, Akashad Vayuhu Vayor Agnihi Agne Rapaha Adhya Prithivi. So, Agni to Vayu we would have gone. And Vayu to Akasha we would have gone, which is the subtlest form of matter, Akasha space. But in Chandogya Upanishad chapter 6, Vayu and Akasha are not mentioned. That we have to supply in the mind. And finally, what should we do? That is important. Tejasa somyam shungena. Agni itself, Tejaha. You can take Agni as energy also. That itself is a karyam, is an effect. And so from Agni, you have to make a big leap to where? To pure existence. San moolam anvicha. And what is the derivation of pure existence? Again, we have to remember the five aspects that we have been mentioning earlier all the time. It is not a part, product, or property of anything in creation. It is an independent entity which pervades and lends existence. It is not limited by any object. It survives even when the whole world is resolved. But pure existence is not accessible to our instruments of cognition. Not because it is non-existent. Existence is non-existence, can anyone say? No. Not because it is not existent, but because pure existence is beyond all transactions. Pure existence is beyond all transactions. Just as pure gold cannot be used to form ornaments, because they say it is too malleable or something, hence you have to add a few things. Then only it is useful for ornaments. Same way, pure existence cannot be transacted. Only when the Namarupas are added, like for example, when Mike Namarupa is added to pure existence, only then Mike is recognizable. Then we say there is Mike. San Moolam Anvicha. May you arrive at the subtlest pure existence. Naturally, what will be the next question for the student? It will be, keeping Sat as the karyam, should I go to its karanam? Keeping Sat, pure existence, as the karyam product, that's what we have been doing all along. If you keep Sat as the karyam, should I go to its karanam? No. Sat is the absolute and unlimited and ultimate cause of everything. Sat is the ultimate cause, absolute cause itself. It is not a product. Existence is not a product. If existence is to be a product, it should be produced from what? From something else. Something else other than existence is what? Non-existence. How can one produce existence out of non-existence? That will not happen. Therefore, he says that pure existence is called Brahman. And from Brahman alone, all these people have come. In Brahman alone, all the people, they rest, sustain. And unto Brahman alone, all the people will finally resolve. They will go away into. Therefore, the Upanishad says, He Saumya, dear student, Imaha, Sarvaha, Prajaha. All these living beings. So, what is the difference between this section and the previous section? There also we saw all these. Previously, we only talked about the product in the form of the world. But here, we are including the living beings also, prajaha. Therefore, sarvaha, prajaha, all these living beings, sanmulaha, are born out of that Brahman, the pure existence only. So, what does it mean? Sanmulaha, sat is the srishti karanam. It's also all our bahubrihi samasa. Sat Brahma eva mulam srishti karanam. And not only is the pure srishti karanam, it is also what? Sat ayatanaha. It means what? Abode, the support. Therefore, Brahman alone is the sthiti karanam also for all these living beings. And again, this is also bahubrihi samasa. So, srishti karanam Brahma, sthiti karanam Brahma, and what is left out? Laya karanam only. That we should know. So, sat pratishtaha, the word pratishta, that refers to laya karanam, the resolution ground. Again, it is bahubrihi. So, and therefore, Brahman alone is the srishti, sthiti, laya karanam, the material cause of the creation. And we all know that karanam alone is substantial. Everything else is non-substantial, nama rupa. Names and forms. Therefore, what is the world? World is, it is pure existence. That alone is there. And upon that only substance called existence, nama rupas are added. Existence from plus nama rupa is world. Existence plus nama rupa is world. And if somebody asks, existence is not tangible. So how can the intangible existence appear as the tangible world? If someone asks, what answer we give? In science, if the intangible energy can appear as the tangible world because of its sheer configuration and arrangement, why cannot our non-tangible existence appear as the solid tangible world? Therefore, Brahman alone was, Brahman alone is, and Brahman alone will ever be. Whatever else one experiences is nothing but nama and rupa. So this is arrived at through the second word play. That's what we have done. So what is that word play now? Ashanaya. First one was Swapiti. Now it is Ashanaya. And now we'll have one more word play in the Udhanya. We'll see in the next shloka, next mantra. Atayatrayetat purushaham pipasati nama tejayeva tat pitam nayate tadyatago nayaham ashwanayaha purushanaya iti evam taddeja achashte udanyeti tatra etadeva shungamutpatitagam somya vijanihi netam amulam bhavishyati iti. Now we are entering into the third word play called Swapiti. Ashanaya, both are over. Now the third one is called Udanyaha. U plus da plus nya. In Sanskrit, Udanya is otherwise known as Pipasa. Both Pipasa and Udanya mean thirst. The desire for drinking water. That's called Udanya. So, Udakam Patum Gicham Udanya. So, this desire for water is actually Samanya Nirvachana. That is the general derivation of the word Nirvachana. Of the word according to the regular Sanskrit grammar. Now, the Upanishad wants to play upon this word Udanya. It says, Udanya refers to Agni Tattvam or fire principle. And what type of fire principle? The fire which is within the body as the digestive fire called Vaishwanara Agni. Just as we said, Ashanaya refers to water, not the outside water, but water within the body in the form of fluids, enzymes and all that carrying nutrition. Similarly, the word Udanya means Agnihi, the digestive fire principle. What does digestive fire do? When you consume water, the digestive fire principle absorbs the water that we drink and distributes it to the body. So what does digestive fire principle do? When you are thirsty, and this is why there is another word for thirst, also dahaha. Literally dahaha means burning. Dahati iti dahaha. So when the body is burning with digestive fire, we drink water. The digestive fire absorbs the water and distributes it to every cell of the body. Therefore, digestive power is called, digestive fire is called Udanya. And how did this particular word come? The Upanishad says, Udha refers to water, shortened version of Udakam. And Nya refers to Nayati. So Udanya means Udakam Nayati iti Udanya, the digestive fire, which Nayati means what? Which carries the water and distributes to the body. So the general meaning is thirst, special meaning is digestive fire. So with the word play, the word play part of Udanya is over. From this we have to now derive the corollary. What is that? Since the digestive fire is absorbing the water and distributing it to the body, body is not only the product of annam, body is the product of water also. Why? Because the water enters every cell of the body and the cells get nourished. Therefore, the corollary is body is jalakaryam. It's the product of water. In the previous derivation, we said body is annakaryam. Now, through Udanya definition, we say body is jalakaryam. And therefore, jalam becomes what? Jalam becomes karanam of the body. Therefore, the essential nature of the body is water. And then the water itself is a product of what? Agni Tattvam. All that is like before. Therefore, jalam is karyam, agni is karanam. Therefore, agni is the essential nature of jalam and Brahman is the essential nature of agni. Therefore, again, what do we do? Prithivi to jalam, jalam to agni, agni to Brahman. In the previous definition, prithivi to annam, to jalam, to agni, to Brahman. Here, what do we do? We skip annam. But what is the final message? Shariram is jalakaryam immediately, but ultimately Shariram is Brahmakaryam. Therefore, the mantra says, Yatraihi tat purushaham pipasati nama teja evam tat pitam nayate. Tejaha means the inside Vaishwanara Agni that alone takes the water and distributes. Tad yatha gonayaha ashwanayaha purushanayaha. As we saw earlier, the carrier of the cow is called gonaya, the one takes the horses, ashwanaya, the one who takes the purushaha, the human being, purushanayaha. All these are all examples. Similarly, one who takes udakam is called udanayaha. So that's how it should be. But the udanayaha has become what? Udanya. This is the word play actually. That's what the Upanishad says, evam tat tejaham achashtem udanya iti. Thus the digestive fire principle is udanya. And it should be actually in neuter sense. That's another detail. Udanyam should be, but it is called udanyam. This is called chandasa prayogaha, the Vedic license here. And what you have to do is what? You have to catch the karanam, the Brahman, and go on climbing up and up until you reach the ultimate cause, Brahman. That is said in the next mantra that we will see in the next webinar. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leena seya parasamaheshwara. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu Narayana.